他。I was saying this morning that I've never been a mother, but every Mother's Day I have to preach.
早上我还在感叹说我不是母亲，可是呢每一个母亲节我都要讲道。
And I remember when you all were in Boca Raton in the Bible Town Church, the pastor called me then and said, "Come down and speak the Mother's Day sermon."
那即使是这个教会还在那个 Bible Town 的时候呢，波卡的时候呢，那在这个教会跟他们接教会，然后呢，那个时候他们就开始请我去在这个我们这个教会讲道。
It's really wonderful to be a mother.
成为母亲是很美好的。
You see, mothers have the breathtaking privilege of sharing with God in the creation of new life.
因为母亲呢跟神在分享，也在分担他的创造。
She actually helps to bring into existence a soul that will endure forever.
那事实上，母亲是在喂养这些灵魂，而且是一个为了永恒而喂养。
And yet we recognize that having children isn't what makes us a real mother.
那真正等到你有孩子之后，才是把你塑造成真的母亲。
I think the thrilling thing for any mother is to recognize that she has made a lasting positive impact on the life that God has given her.
我们要知道神赋予母亲的这个职分呢，是一个很有影响力，对孩子是很重要的一个职分。
You know, no matter where, they remember their mothers.
不管哪里去，孩子总是记得母亲。
I think I mentioned this before, but in prison one time, there was a man that went to whoever was in charge and said, "Could you get me a Mother's Day card?"
那我想我提过这个，就是有一次呢，在这个监狱里面呢，有一个囚犯就要求，可不可以给他一个母亲节的卡片。
And they thought, well, we're going to call Hallmark and see if they can send some that others might want.
所以呢，这个负责这个就是这个监狱的人就想说，我来打电话给这些卡片的公司，看能不能送一些给我们这些囚犯们用。
And when they got when it was noised abroad that they had these cards, just hundreds of the men wanted those cards.
所以呢，当卡片送来的时候呢，是上百个人，他们需要这个卡片来送母亲节的卡片。
Now, fathers, I hate to say this, but the rest of the story was, when Father's Day came, they ordered some more cards, a lot of cards.
我很不想讲，但是我还是要继续讲哈。等到父亲节到，他们也一样要了一些卡片来给这些囚犯们。
And nobody wanted any Father's Day cards.
竟然没有人要送父亲节的卡片。
You see, there is a reason for that. These men were in prison, incarcerated, and a lot of them probably didn't even know who their fathers were. And a lot of them, the reason why they were there was because of their fathers.
有两个很大的原因，一个呢可能是这些囚犯在里面根本不晓得自己父亲在哪里，或者是谁是他们的父亲。然后呢，第二个大原因就是说呢，他们今天之所以在那里，很多原因是因为自己的父亲的缘故。
Now the mother has a tremendous influence over the children.
所以我们看到母亲对孩子的影响是很大的。
And a godly mother will point her children to God. By her example,
虔诚的母亲会借着自己的这种模范、这种典范，来把孩子带到神的面前，成为虔诚的孩子。
Some will say, "How can I be a good mother?" Well, by living a good life.
怎么样成为一个好的母亲呢？借着你自己的一个模范，以身作则。
You know that our children only listen to 7% of our words.
我们讲的孩子们听话呢，你说的100句的，他只听到7句。
This they have researched, and they said only about 7% of what you say does your children take in at all.
这是根据研究证实的哈，你说了很多呢，他们大概听进去只有7%。
But what they see is what they take in.
但是当他们看着母亲的例子的时候呢，是他们学习的真正观察学习的一个对象。
So that's why as mothers we need to be very careful that we're a real example for our children.
那就是为什么母亲们要成为很好的模范，对孩子要成为很好的榜样。
I think sometimes the children think of their mother as a bank where they deposit all their hurts and worries they run to mother.
很多孩子把母亲当作一个银行啊，存什么呢？存所有的伤害，所有的里面的委屈都把它存到妈妈那边去了。
When they get hurt, They don't usually call for daddy unless there's a close attachment. They want their mamas.
大部分的例子就是当他们伤受伤的时候，第一个就是叫妈妈。
You know, some have said that mothers is written on the heart of their children, that the rough hand of the world can't rub it out.
那有这样的一句话说呢，妈妈呢把一些东西写到孩子的心里面，以至于呢这个世界这个人生不管多么的崎岖呢，都没有办法把它磨杀，把它擦掉的。
Someone was talking about a very rough criminal. I'm not sure all that he did. But when they took his shirt off, he had a heart here, and inside of the heart was mom.
有一个很凶暴的一个就是犯人呢，当他们把他的衣服拿下来的时候呢，这里呢竟然有一个心是在纪念他的母亲。
You see, mothers understand many times what children do not say.
那母亲会了解到孩子他们说不出来或不能说的东西。
On Tuesday mornings, we have our Bible study, and we have about between 7 and 9 children that come.
星期二在妇女查经的时候呢，我们会有7到9个孩子在里面。
And it's been a wonderful experience watching those little children grow up.
在那里看着孩子们在长大是一个很有趣的事情。
And to watch the mothers too.
然后也看着妈妈们就是在变化，也感觉很有趣。
And anytime they're upstairs working with Su Lin, and you hear a cry, the mother knows which child it is.
那他们是在楼上，我们在楼下。他们楼上的时候呢，只要有其中一个哭，那个他的妈妈马上听到就会冲上去，所以他们知道是我的孩子在哭。
I have no idea, but as soon as it starts, they know.
只要声音一出来，他们马上就知道了自己的孩子。
Sometimes a child will cry, and immediately a mother will go get something that she knows it wants, and it'll stop right away.
有时候呢，孩子没有说，他们就马上知道他的孩子需要什么了。
You know, someone has said also that young mothers that really are very good to their mother-in-laws are the ones that recognize they need a babysitter.
那媳妇跟婆婆处得很好呢，有一个很重要理由就是他们需要一个帮他带宝宝的一个人。
Sometimes we really have to be smart.
那事实上呢，我们要聪明一点。
This lady answered her phone. She was really harassed. Everything was going wrong.
那有一个妇女呢，有一天呢，她听了电话，然后呢，她好像什么都不对了。
And this female voice said, "How are you? What's wrong?"
然后对方就跟她说了，你怎么回事了？
She began to talk about how the refrigerator had broken and how the children were running the house. And she was just giving, oh, she was really down. So many things she had to get done.
她就开始抱怨说，冰箱也坏了，孩子也怎么样了，所以很多事她在抱怨。
And then the lady said, "Well, that's you. Just I'm going to come right over. You can rest, and I'm going to help you with all that."
然后这个对方就跟他说呢，我马上过来啊，让我啊带啊就做一点替手，然后你可以休息一下。
And then the lady said, "The one that was on the phone said, 'How's Sam?'" And the lady stopped. She said, "My husband isn't Sam." Oh, she said, "I got the wrong number."
那个对方呢就问到他先生怎么样，他说那不是我的先生。
And、
原来那对方是打错电话了。
And then the lady said in a very, very quiet voice, "Are you still coming over?"
然后呢，这个很乱的这个妈妈就说，你打错电话，那你还要愿意过来帮我吗？
Mothering is not easy, is it?
成为母亲，做母亲是不容易的。
Especially those now that are starting on your second child.
特别是呢，有第二个孩子的时候。
And now how to learn to put them together and get them ready and everything in order, it's a real job.
怎么样从一个到两个，然后怎么样在这个当中做一种彼此的这样的一个协调的话，不容易的。
But I want to say this morning that I really want to pay tribute, true tribute to our mothers here.
但是呢，不管怎么样，今天我真的是要把这样的一个荣誉加给每一个母亲。
Not one of us is perfect.
不是每一个人都不完美的，不完全的。
But you're trying hard.
但是我们很努力的在做。
I think of some of the young ladies that have come to our Bible study for years now, wanting to know more and more about how to deal with the children, how to be the very best mother they can.
那在妇女的这个查经班里面呢，有姊妹们呢，她们就是要来学一些怎么样来面对或抚养孩子的一些资讯。
And I believe God is giving you blessings all along the way.
那我相信神也因着你的母亲的职分呢，然后呢带给你祝福。
Now there are some things that we should, as mothers, I believe you should sort of take from example of some of the men, what they have said.
那身为妇女呢，或许我们要从圣经里面的一些男人来学一些榜样。
It was Paul that said, "I forget those things which are behind, and I press forward."
我们要学像保罗一样说呢，我忘记背后，然后呢，努力面前，向着我的标杆直跑。
And mothers, that's what you have to do.
这是母亲要做的。
We do make mistakes.
我们会犯错误。
We feel very sorry at times.
有时候我们会觉得很遗憾，很难过。
But you just pick up there and you go forward the best way you can.
但是呢，不管怎么样，站起来，再往前走。
It was David that said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help."
My help 大卫这样说呢？
From the Lord.
他说呢，我要举目向山，然后呢，我知道我的帮助是从那造山的神而来。
Sometimes we forget this.
有时候我们忘记了。
When everything is going right, the pot is boiling over, or going wrong, the pot's boiling over, the baby's crying, the cat's meowing, and everything seems to be in a mess. We forget seemingly that God's there to help.
当我们看着家里面一片乱糟糟，孩子在哭，然后啊猫又闯事，然后你的炉子呢？烧焦的时候呢，你感觉你忘记了那一位帮助你的是上面的神。
You say, do you mean that God can turn off the burner under the fire?
这个意思是说上帝要帮我们把那个火把它关掉吗？
You mean he can throw out the cat?
难道他上帝要把我们的猫处理掉吗？
But God can give you strength in the middle of some of these things.
但是呢，虽然不是这样子，但是神就在你这个当中呢，要给你力量。
That's the time we need to stop and say, "Oh God, help me."
这个时候就是你要停下来跟神说，神啊，求你帮助我的时候。
Some of you may have heard of John and Charles Wesley. They were outstanding theologians in the 18th century.
那我们知道十八世纪很有名的啊，这个约翰卫斯理，他们这些兄弟们。
Their mother was a very outstanding woman, Susanna Wesley.
那这个 Susanna Wesley 是一个很有名气的一个妈妈。
She had 20 children.
她有二十个孩子。
And someone said, you know, after the children began to come, and she would pray in the morning for an hour.
那孩子还没有啊、not before they come, before they born.
Yes.
Okay. 那他们还没有生出来之前呢，她总是每一天早上呢啊、pray for the child.
For them, themselves too, probably.
Okay. 然后呢，她总是呢一大早起来就啊、有一个钟头的祷告。
And then after she had more and more, they said to her, "I guess you don't get to pray an hour now." She said, "No, I pray 2 hours now."
那有人就说呢，你现在孩子那么多了，大概你没有办法祷告一小时。他说不对了，我现在祷告两小时了。
And actually, they said that she would sit in her chair, no doubt maybe a rocking chair, and then she would take her apron and put it up over her head. When she did that, the children knew.Mama is praying. Don't bother her.
她是怎么祷告的呢？她会坐在一个摇椅上面，然后把她的这个围裙哈、哦、就这样都盖起来，盖到头上。当这个这样一盖起来呢，孩子们都晓得妈妈现在在祷告，不能打扰她。
You see, it's somewhat like Enoch that we walk in daily fellowship with God.
另外一个榜样是以诺，他是每一天跟着神同行。
And yet, one of the greatest cries of young mothers is, "How can I keep my devotions up? I don't hardly have any time."
特别是年轻的妈，孩子很小的妈妈们呢，有一种这样的一个难处，就是呢，我那么多的杂事，我怎么样能够有我的这个灵修时间呢？
Now I know that we call birth an amazing miracle.
那我们知道有一种神迹。
But I want to tell you, I have seen some young women that have gotten married and have become mothers and have to just their lives to this little babe and their husband and all that. I think that's a mighty miracle.
那对我来讲呢，一个啊、女孩子结婚生孩子，整个人要投入这个完全不一样的生活形态里面，对我来讲，这个已经是神迹了。
A whole new mindset.
完全的是一个新的里程碑，新的一种啊、生活形态。
Before we could sit back and say, "Well, I don't know if I want to bother with this thing or not," but when a baby cries.You don't say that.
啊，很多时候呢，我们可以坐下来说啊，这种事我想我不要做了。但是当你生了孩子，孩子一哭，你不能说我不处理他了。
Now you're at their command.
那现在呢，你变成要听他吩咐了。
So they'll say, "But we can't get our devotions away. Now I have to get up. The baby's crying. I must change it, feed it, then I must wash it, and all kinds of things. Get the other things in the house done."
所以有可能有这样的情况，就是我要喂他，我要换他，我要做什么，喂他做什么，然后呢，我哪里有时间灵修呢？
But I want you to notice this exercise that Enoch did. He walked in fellowship.
但是我要强调的是，就像以诺一样， 是每一天跟着神同行。
It didn't say he knelt down or he sat by his window with his Bible. He, as he walked, he fellowship with God.
这里没有提到说以诺呢，他还要跪下来，还要打开圣经，不是的。他说呢，他每一天跟神同步同行。
It was Daniel who communicated with God at all times too.
那但以理有这样的榜样，他就是常常跟神有很紧密的一个沟通交通。
And then we bring up this man named Job.
我们来看看约伯。
Now Job is actually known for his patience.
那我们知道，约伯是很有哈受苦哈有名的。
Actually, it looks like he had patience under all circumstances.
所有的事情都不对了，都受苦难。
Now, I think if there's anything that mothers really cry out for, it's patience.
那这些妈妈很最需要的就是在这个当中的这种耐心。
And actually, I believe it gets very fervent by the time their children are teenagers.
那特别是到这个青少年时期的时候。
That's when they really cry for patience.
那这个时候呢，母亲很需要很多的耐心。
Here are these little boys and girls that you raise as toddlers and they depended on you and they leaned on you and mommy, mommy, mommy. Now here's little men and women almost and they're wanting to do their own thing.
因为你的孩子呢，已经从那个小小的，然后都靠着你，依着你，赖着你这样的一个情况呢，到了一个地步呢，他们要自主了。
They're trying to find out who they are and what they're going to do and mama's ideas sometimes are old fashioned and she keeps at me all the time and she never lets me alone and mother's praying, oh God, give me patience.
因为这些孩子呢开始感觉呢我跟妈妈有一些距离了，因为他们是以前的时代，我现在是新时代，然后我有我的想法，我有我的做法，然后呢这个当中呢就会有一些鸿沟，所以呢妈妈就开始说给我耐心，对我的孩子的耐心。
She looks for her daughter to help her with the dishes and where is she? On the phone.
那当她期待女儿帮她洗碗筷这些碗盘的时候呢，竟然在讲电话聊天。
She looks for the son to mow the lawn and where is he out playing ball?
那期待儿子呢帮她割草的时候，她竟然去玩球了。
And she thinks to herself, I've raised these up all their life and now they don't do anything for me.
难道我把他们带大，然后什么都不做吗？
But anyhow, God can give us patience.
但是神可以给我们对这方面的耐心。
Actually, when he does, when you're able to really touch the heart of God and recognize yourself, patience is one of the things that gives you victory more than anyone else.
我们要知道，事实上耐性是给我们的一种力量，能够克服，能够得胜的力量。
You see, whenever we get really angry, it means we fail.
当你生气的时候呢，事实上是你已经宣告说你已经失败，你已经没有办法了。
It's the emotion that lets anybody know that I haven't conquered.
那你的情绪呢，已经克服不过去，越不过去了。
But when we can talk, and when we can talk in a voice that's natural and normal, they know we mean it, and they're going to listen.
当你可以保持你情绪的平稳，然后你讲得非常的清楚跟温和的时候，他们知道这个话我们一定要听。
Being a mother this morning, as we said, is not easy.But it's worth it.
成为一个母亲，做一个母亲不容易，但是是非常有价值的。
And when you look at your sons and daughters as they grow up and they leave your home, they start their own home, you feel a sense of accomplishment.
当你看到孩子们长大，开始离身边，然后开始也远离家门的时候，你就看到那就是你的一个成就。
But of course, when you hear the knock on the door and you hear the phone ring and you hear them say, "Mama, can you take him for a while?"
然后呢，当他们敲你的门，打电话向你求援的时候呢，你有那种不同的感受。
I don't know many grandmothers is going to say no.
那我相信呢，所有的这个祖母或者是外婆呢，很少人说我不可以的，
so、this
总是马上去帮助他。
I want to say to you, they said I only had 15 minutes or so, and that's I just want to say to you that I am very.Humbly proud of our mothers here in our church.
我实在是从心里面一个不配的立场来荣誉我们所有给荣誉我们所有的母亲。
I brought a friend this summer in February when she came down to camp. I brought her here to the church. And when she left, she said, "I have never ever seen a church with so many babies and toddlers.
我曾经带一个我的朋友哈，宣教上的朋友来到我们教会，结果他离开跟我一句话说的，没有看过一个教会有那么多的小小的孩子的。
Actually, won't be long before we can start a school.
那事实上的，我们已经够资格成立一个 学校了。
And so I want to say that our mothers that are having their children and we're together as a group, it's such a marvelous privilege. And use that privilege. Lean on one another. Talk with one another. Find experience from the older people. That's what God says. And I believe together we'll raise up children that will honor their parents and love God.
特别是我们有这样的一个机会，大家母亲呢，不管是年轻的、年老的呢，有经验的跟没有经验聚在一起，彼此来造就，彼此来扶持，这是一个非常好的一个机会，也是我们的荣幸。然后把我们的孩子带出来，能够让父母亲欢心，然后也可以爱神。
Thank you.
谢谢。